理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 4 Phineas Fogg astonishes Passepartout, his servant. After winning £40 at whist, Phineas Fogg left the club at 7:25. Passepartout, who had studied his duties, was surprised to see his master at this early hour. Mr. Fogg went to his bedroom and called Passepartout. There was no answer. So he called again. Passepartout appeared.
"I've called you twice,"
observed his master.
"But it's not midnight," replied the other.
"I know. I don't blame you. We start for Dover and Calais in 10 minutes.
Monsieur's going to leave home?"
"Yes," replied Phineas Fogg. "We are going around the world."
Passepartout was astonished. "Round the world?" he said quietly.
"In 80 days, said Mr. Fogg. "So we haven't a moment to lose. We'll only take a bag with some clothes. We'll buy clothes on our way. Bring me my raincoat and some good shoes." Passepartout tried to reply, but couldn't. He made the preparations. Around the world in 80 days. Was his master a fool? No. Was this a joke? They were going to Calais. Good. Passepartout had not returned to France for 5 years. He would be happy to see it again. At 8 o'clock, Passepartout had packed the bag. Mr. Fogg was ready. Under his arm, he had a copy of Bradshaw's Continental Railway Steam Transit and General Guide, which had timetables of steamers and railways.
"Have you forgotten anything?" he asked.
"Nothing, monsieur."
"Good. Take this bag. Take good care of it, for there are £20,000 in it."
They took a cab to the railway station. Before they entered the station, a beggar woman with a child approached and asked for some money. Mr. Fogg took the £40 he had won at whist and gave them to the beggar. "Here, my good woman. I'm glad I met you." Passepartout was touched by his master's action. 2 first-class tickets were bought. The 5 friends were there to say goodbye.
"Well, gentlemen," Mr. Fogg said, "I will return in 80 days.
The night was dark, and Passepartout was still astonished. Suddenly he cried out.
"What's the matter?"
asked Mr. Fogg.
"In my hurry, I forgot to turn off the gas in my room."
"Very well. It will burn at your expense."